Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1394, recorded December 11th, 2012. Say hello to my little marshmallow. The GizWiz is brought to you by GoToAssist from Citrix. Take control of your IT world from one simple cloud-based platform. Provide live or unattended support for all your users anywhere. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToAssist.com and use the promo code GizWiz. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz and get a copy of Brandon Sanderson's Legion absolutely free at audible.com/Sanderson.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not attempt to adjust your sets. It ain't gonna get any better than this. It's time for the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show. Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Yes! Now with three misspellings, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the all-new GizWiz. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how are you, pal?
I feel fantastic, which explains why I'm wearing a San Francisco 49ers scarf and drinking a hot toddy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can hear it, as a matter of fact.
Can you tell I'm a little hoarse?
Yeah, I
can see. How about now?
Yeah.
I sound like a big horse.
Yeah, and that tail off the back of your pants is a dead giveaway.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good.
Yes. Is winter in? Has winter hit Manhattan yet?
No, not really. I think it's 61 today.
Oh, it's colder here. It's freezing out there. Oh, look at it. It's practically snowing.
Well, you can't prove it by me.
No,
it's supposed to get colder next week.
The thing I love about New York is, and I was there, last time I was there for Christmas, it actually snowed. It was great. But I just love the decorations, the lights, the Macy's window, all of that stuff is just, to me, it feels like Christmas when I'm in New York.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Dennis and I always, even though it's old hat, we always walk along Rockefeller Center and see the tree and the ice skaters. And
I tried that year that I was visiting. In fact, you remember we were there because Abby came to visit Mad Magazine. You gave her a great tour.
Yes.
And that was the year we tried to watch the lighting of the tree.
Oh,
and it's a zoo.
No.
You got to get there 12 hours early.
Yeah. The tree went from a 15-minute show that they would interrupt another show and just throw a switch. And it is now a one-hour primetime special.
Yeah.
And the streets, the end of the crowd for the streets are outside Disneyland. And I'm 35 blocks away. So that just gives you an idea of how crowded it is. It's just nuts. Nothing can be seen unless you're there, as you said, the day before.
Yeah. It's crazy. But still, I love the feeling. I love the lights. I love the tree. The skaters at Rockefeller Center and all of that. It is pretty neat.
So, will they have skaters down at the Turning Basin? No,
no, they'd fall right in. They do in San Francisco though. They make an ice skating rink down there at Justin Herman Plaza, and they do have skating. So we try. But it's not as bad here as it is in Australia, where it's dead of summer when Christmas hits, and that is weird. When you're in Australia, we were there, in like spring, but they already started playing the Christmas music, and it's the strangest thing. It's 81 degrees outside, people walking around in string bikinis, and they're playing, "Oh, the weather outside is frightful." Inside, sure. And it's like, no, it doesn't. I guess you're used to it if you grow up in the Southern Hemisphere. You're just used to that, right?
No, I did. I went down to Fort Lauderdale for some press event, like December 21st, and the hotel, the same thing. The hotel windows, you're sitting there, people are walking by in their bikinis, but the hotel windows have snow in all the corners.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because all the Christmas iconography is from Dickens. It's from in jolly old England. And even in Australia, I mean, that's the iconography is snow and Christmas trees and it's dark and lights. And so, you know, Osned is in our chat room. Osned lives in, I'm trying to remember now, I think Melbourne, right? And Osned says it's kind of, it's even though Osned grew up in Australia, it's weird even. So I guess if you're used to it, I don't know. Yeah, Melbourne. So Dick, we are going to have some fun. We've got some stuff from Sky Mall. We've got another vote. But I think we ought to, and we have, get ready, not one, not two, but three commercials. That is very good news. Not for our audience at home. They're going to have to suffer through them. But for us.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
We'll try to make them interesting.
As we approach year 7 of
to finally have an advertiser. It's amazing.
Yes, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You know that Lisa, how she ever got Sky Mall on board is really
it's something we've gone back and forth about. Should we even approach them? You know, because we are probably sending a lot of traffic their way.
Oh, I think you're sending lots of business their way. Yeah.
But on the other hand, we do, you know, we kind of make fun of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But surely they're used to that.
I would think so. Yeah. I would, you know, remember the, you know, you have to be old to remember Arthur Godfrey, but he would make terrible fun of Lipton soup. He would say, you know, their chicken soup, they would make like a big vat of it and then they would drop a chicken in it for 1 minute on a string. And when I was a kid, I would think, oh my word, do the sponsors even listen to
this? Were they an advertiser on the Arthur Godfrey show?
Yeah.
Really?
Lipton soup. And he would just do those.
That's pretty funny.
They weird stuff.
You can get away with that in those days. But nowadays, everybody knows what's going on. Yes. Somebody on Twitter will immediately twit Lipton saying, did you hear what Leo said? I swear, I could say one thing about somebody that is not 100% complimentary. Then immediately there's tattletales on Twitter who will say, oh, did you hear what Leo said? And then I hear from the person, what did you say? How should I be angry? And I say, no, it's no worse than what Arthur Godfrey said about Lipton soup.
There's your new comeback. You're home free.
Let's start with gadget number
one. So we're going to just have Jason take a quick shot of my little close-up camera here and sort of play what the heck is it. So, Leo, this is heavy-duty glass.
It's the iPhone prototype.
A very thin package. Yeah. Really, any vague idea? While you think of it, I'm going to remove it from
this special tape. It's the new iPhone that they're going to be selling that has no carrier.
Not quite.
Cell phone free iPhone.
What I'm doing is I'm putting it in use now. The little beep told me that it's ready, and I'm going to put it back up real quick.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a microwave oven device.
Get a shot of that real quick before it goes away.
Too late. Where it went away.
Let me do one more second. Get ready with the close-up camera, Jason.
Are you ready? The 5S.
Okay, there you go. Okay, and
watch.
It's
14.6. Is it a scale?
This, Leo, is one of the world's smallest pocketable LED scales for travel. So if you're a health nut who is always watching their weight.
You can get on that.
Yes. 350 pounds is the limit for this.
Well, that rules me out.
Are you kidding? Maybe Bill Gaines would have been ruled out, but not that. This is new from ThinkGeek. So you can take it on the road with you. Also, they had a good idea. You could also use it to weigh your suitcase before you go back to the airport on the assumption you bought lots of little junky things. It's only $30, which I thought is a decent price.
Now, what is the actual dimension? Because it doesn't look like you could put that in a pocket.
Well, you know what? Oh, you can't put it in a pocket, but that lady's putting it in the pocketbook. But I'll tell you. So it's not bad. It's like 8.25 inches by 4 1/3 inches.
Okay.
And it's like 3/4 of an inch high.
So it's like a quarter of a piece of paper.
It's like a Nexus 7. It's like a 7-inch tablet.
Yes, you know, that's a perfect way to look at it. Yeah. It's a Nexus 7 that has no apps.
Well, no apps. You just weigh it. Right. And it's not cheap either. I mean, it's not expensive either. It's $30.
No, it's not. $29.99. And it starts in at about 7 or 8 pounds. So you can't use this also as a postage scale. But as I said, it goes up to 330 pounds.
You could use it to weigh your luggage, though.
You could. That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Is take it on the road, and then just before you go to the airport, check your luggage. Runs on 2 AA batteries. And since the area you stand on is small, it works in a different way. You stand on it until you hear a beep. When you hear the beep, you step off it, and 2 seconds later, it brings your weight up, and it leaves the weight there for 6, 7, or 8 seconds so you can see your weight. Then it shuts the scale off to save battery power. So no on switch. As soon as you step on it, it weighs you. And, yeah, there you go. So you do that. And
I'm telling you, I'd be really afraid of breaking it. But now what they're saying here, keep your floor space. Even when you're not traveling, that would be in the bathroom.
They are saying that if you have a very small bathroom, it doesn't even have to be on the floor. You could just stand this up on a shelf.
And it does need batteries.
It runs on 2 AA batteries.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, no. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat. So the portable body scale ThinkGeek, $29.99.
We're going to get to your next gadget in just a minute, but first a word from our friends at Citrix. If you are an IT professional taking a little break watching the Gizwiz, I know how it is. You're really, after a while, dealing with your customers and clients. That's a pain in the butt. But I could tell you something right now. GoToAssist is going to transform your relationship. In fact, I know people who've used GoToAssist to become managed service providers. Now, you're probably familiar with GoToAssist, the market leader in remote support, but they've added 2 new features that are fantastic. They've got the new service desk, which is a way to easily track and resolve issues with GoToAssist. It's a ticket system. So you can do ticketing and incident management. You can solve problems. You can manage changes, releases. It's got a configuration management feature. So it's a really great way to keep track of what you're doing. And then you add the remote monitoring, and now suddenly you are a support hero. The monitoring means that you know what's going to go wrong before your client does. Last thing you want is a phone call from the client. The server's down. The remote monitoring would let you know faster. The remote monitoring, you set up, first of all, what you do is you crawl the network. You find out what all the devices are, what the software is, the hardware, everything. And then you set up a dashboard with alerts, instant messenger, email, or SMS, and you can monitor everything from the hard drive space to network efficiency. It's fantastic. It'll let you know what's going on even before your client, so you can be proactive and use the remote module, the remote access module, to fix it. You're going to love it. I want you to visit GoToAssist.com right now. Click the Try It Free button. And use the promo code Gizwiz. You can try all 3 modules absolutely free for 30 days. Look at this. Windows or Mac. You can assist people from your iPad, which means it's portable as well. GoToAssist.com. You can even support remote support devices. So you can support somebody's iPhone or support somebody's iPad. GoToAssist.com. Click the Try It Free button. Promo code Gizwiz for 30 days of all 3 modules free. If you're in the support business, you know GoToAssist now better than ever. And as Techaholic in the chat room says, you don't even need to be an IT specialist. You just need to have parents. Yeah, if you're supporting anybody, having these tools can make a big difference.
Well, you know, last week when I had trouble with my HavaCam, I hit a button and I didn't know where I was. The guy said, I don't know if it was GoToAssist or GoToMeeting, but he said, do you mind if I send you a link to a Citrix product that we use because I want to check your software?
Oh, it's for sure GoToAssist, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? And he fixed it?
Yeah, it was great.
Did he fix it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
He said, oh, you know what? We're having this problem with Windows, and let me just do this for you and this. It was great.
Dick, gadget number 2.
Gadget number 2.
I have marshmallows on my shoes. I'm not looking down because I'm shy.
I've got
marshmallows
on my shoes
all over the studio, and you'll learn why momentarily. All right. Gadget number two.
We have a viewer video of the week.
Oh, good.
And one of the things we're looking for, we've gotten many Gadget Warehouse videos, but this is our second, I bought a piece of crap. And what I love about this, Leo, is this guy is from Chester, UK. And I like the fact that he's really steaming, but he sort of keeps it under control. So his name is Andy Lodge. And let's see what Andy bought and hated.
Hi, Dick and Leo. I'm Andy Lodge from Cheshire in the UK. I'm a really avid viewer of your show on the Twit Network, and this is my submission for your section, I Bought a Piece of Crap. Here it is. This is the IO Gear print server for a USB printer. The model number is the GPSU21, and as I say, it's made by IO Gear. And the main features are on this side, a USB port where you can plug in a USB printer, and this is, in the case of this house, we're using an HP CP1215 printer with this. And in the other side, you can plug a network cable in here, and here a power. And the idea of this device is that it enables you, and I was really, really excited about this when I bought the device, it enables you to use a USB printer on a network. So the theory is anybody in the network can address a USB printer. Really, really handy. And although there's lots of NAS devices that say that they can do this, for example, at no cost, you wouldn't have to buy the added device, many of them don't work great. And certainly I'm not aware of anything else that works with this Hewlett-Packard CP1215. So I was really excited to get this. We're having loads of problems trying to switch between machines to use the printer. This offered the possibility that anybody on the network could use that printer. I have to tell you, the result of this has been real problems, actually, to the point where I actually want to throw it out of the window. I want to crush it under the wheels of my car right now. The reason is because although on a good day, when the wind is blowing in the right direction and the right kind of government are in power and all these different things, you might just be able to, might get something to print out of the printer. But otherwise, this is a total nightmare device. Oftentimes, a Windows 7 computer can't see the printer, even though it's switched on. Installing the drivers is a monumentally difficult task that really only I seem to be able to master in this household. Everybody else, it's far too difficult to even countenance doing it. In a nutshell, what an incredibly disappointing piece of kit that offers so much, but just seems to be a total nightmare to deal with, doesn't work properly as advertised, and as I say, will be seen next crushed under the wheel of my car. Don't buy it.
Put that in the video. I want to see that. That is hysterical.
Yeah, so that was Andy Lodge, and he ended by saying, I hope the quality of this is good enough. If not, thank you anyway. Well, Andy,
I want to see more of those. I love those.
Yeah. So if you bought a piece of crap, or you invented something, or you have an old gadget in the warehouse, or you just have a gadget you absolutely love, do what Andy did. Make a 2 to 3 minute video and send it to gizwiz@twit.tv. Just put it on YouTube and send Jason the link. And we're looking for more videos, and we love them. That sort of broke me up. But
you know what?
This
I'm
is very
do?
Disappointing. I would run over this with my car.
You know what I'm going to do? Because I feel so bad. We have an advertiser that makes a product that's similar, that's actually better, that really works, because we've used it like crazy. The Lantronics X Print Server. Have we done ads for that? Hey, how are you?
Yeah,
good to
I
see
think
you.
So.
Nice. Merry Christmas. Thank you. It's a listener. He's
wow.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, my word. So that's is that our
that's
listener?
That's our fan. Right there.
That's our fan.
That's our fan.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So this does exactly what the IO Gear didn't do, which is you plug it into your router or your Wi-Fi, and then you plug your USB printer into this, and it makes your USB printer a network printer. Which means not only can you print to it from any printer, any computer, but you can also print to it from your iPad or your iPhone. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send this to him. So, do you have his email address?
Yes,
we do.
I do.
All right.
Yep.
So let's just get his address in UK. We won't tell UK Customs. This is just, we'll just wrap it up as a present or something so we don't have to pay tariff on it. And we'll send it that to him. I got one in the shrink wrap. Yeah, because I feel bad that the IO gear was such a piece of junk. But this I know works really well. It's Lantronics XPrint server.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a little more expensive. The IO gear is like $50. This is what, 100? I think you get what you pay for.
Yeah, IO gear looks to be $37
Amazon. There you go.
So if you want to
if you want to waste your money. No, this thing is much, much better. XPrint server from Lantronics. Gadget number three.
Gadget number three is brand new. It's from a company you introduced me to. It'll be on sale in about a week or so. It came this morning, and it's from C. Crane.
Oh, I love C. Crane. So they bought they bought a giant brick in our studio.
Oh, did they? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
They're nice people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is from C. Crane, and this is their new little pocket radio.
Oh, look at that. It's a transistor radio.
Well, not quite transistor. So it's AM, FM, and weather radio. And I actually, I had a question about it, and it was very strange because it said, if you want to listen on headphones, plug in the headphones, and then there's a little switch on the side to switch between speaker and headphones. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Everything you plug headphones into cuts the speaker.
Right.
And so I figured, you know, I'm going to call C. Crane. So I called the woman who sent me the radio, and she said, you know, the guy who helped design it is here. I'll put you on with him. And so, you know, I said, why did you do that? And he said, you may want to, at times, use your headphones as an antenna. So if you're in a very bad reception area, you can plug the headphones in, set them up as an antenna, and keep it in the speaker position, and that way the radio won't recognize them as a hearing device, and so there'll be an antenna, and you'll be listening to the music through the speaker. And I got talking to the guy, and It's kind of an amazing radio, in as much as he said, we tried to make this very simple. He said, however, if you're a real radio fan, you can do lots of things. You can fine tune the stations. You can, there are five buttons for remembering your five favorite stations. You push a combination of buttons. Each one of those buttons can become a page that will hold five AM stations in memory, five FM stations in memory. So he said, if you really want to play, this device can save 50 stations.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, there's another technology in there that's very rare. If you happen to, your favorite station happens to be, have a weak signal, when you tune in at frequency, our technology can keep back the strongest stations around it, so that you can still hear your favorite
station.
That's
called signal rejection.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the, now, you know, might say, well, come on, why am I going to buy a fancy AM, FM radio? The C. Crane specializes, this is higher quality circuitry than you get in a cheap throwaway transistor. And it's things like signal rejection that it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and there was another, I didn't even know it. I figured Leo will understand. He said, if you need to, you can switch between 2.5 or 4 kilohertz.
Right.
To clear up I don't know.
You didn't know. It might be an international thing. It might be if you're in a different country. I don't know. What the band is different. Maybe the chat room would know why you would want to change the band.
I'll notice in a minute.
That's for the AM band.
So anyway, and it also comes with a pair of fairly decent wood headphones. I remember there was a time you found
wood headphones?
Yes, don't you remember you showed them on the air?
Oh, it's the same brand. Oh, all right. Those are very attractive.
Yeah. So they're called Voz, V-O-Z, I think it is.
Ah.
And I said, you know, your website says limited offer. So what does that exactly mean? Because I want to talk about it on the Gizwiz. He said, the first shipment we got in, all the packaging includes the headphones. He said, if people really like them, we'll probably just keep that packaging.
Ah. They got a deal.
Yeah, it's $59.99. And they don't have a pre-order button yet. It says out of stock. It, what it really means is that they just came in and
got
they
it.
Should online. I think he said they're going to put them up by the 15th of December.
Probably in time for Christmas if you had expedited shipping.
So there you go.
That's a nice thing. That's a little retro. But C-Crane is so fun. CCRadio.com.
AM/FM weather radio with 50 presets.
I love them.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
All right. That was gadget number three. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, it's time for Sky Mall crap.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But first, a little word from Audible.com. Well, you know about Audible, right, Dick? You've heard of them, have you?
What, are you kidding? I'm still on my first book. Don't procrastinate.
He's a slow reader, folks.
I am. That's the name of the book.
That's one of the good things about Audible. You really don't have, you can't be a slow reader. You read as fast as the guy reading it.
Yeah.
But you could rewind, I guess, if you want to listen again. But you know, it's nice. They don't read fast. They read at a nice pace so that you can absorb the book. The truth is, and I know sometimes people are a little worried about audiobooks. Oh, I'll lose interest or my attention will wander. Your mileage may vary, and that's one of the reasons we give you a free book. But in my experience, it's the opposite. Because what happens, these books suck you in, and pretty soon, you're in the world of the book, and it's wonderful. You're like... you're like going, living in the book, and your attention far from the opposite of wandering. You're engrossed in the book. How many of the times have I driven around the block a couple extra times because I didn't want to stop listening, or I wait and I sit with the car idling in the driveway because I got to finish this chapter? It really is engrossing. Visit audible.com and browse around a little bit. You'll see a whole lot. You still don't have my computer, Jason?
No, I do.
Okay. You'll see a whole lot. By the way, did you see my face? That's good.
Exactly.
There's my face is on there. That's if you go to audible.com/gizwiz. You'll see.
I'm going to read your face.
Read my face. Those many of those are books we've recommended in the past, actually. But I do want to recommend. You just saw Lincoln, didn't you, Jason Howell?
I did.
Our producer.
I did. I saw him
at
last
the
night.
Very end. They say, and it is loosely based, but they say based partly on this book, which is a wonderful book from Doris Kearns Goodwin, Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abe Lincoln. If you saw the movie, this is a book, because remember, the movie's about at the end of the war and how he, even in his cabinet, had people who disagreed with him, and that was actually what he did. He intentionally brought in people that, from the other party and so forth to create a coalition. It was one of the things he did that was brilliant. And Doris Kearns Goodwin is, I think, one of our best presidential historians. I love her stuff. This is a fabulous, fabulous book, if you like history. But now, let's say you like James Bond, because we were just talking about Skyfall. If you search for James Bond, you'll see the original James Bond novels. The Ian Fleming novels are also on Audible. You could read the original Casino Royale. Now, let me just play a little bit of this, because they use Simon Vance, who is one of the best narrators at Audible. Let me just play. Just to give you an idea of what it's going to sound like when you listen to your audiobook.
Blackstone Audiobooks presents Casino Royale by Ian Fleming.
This is right
Chapter
at the beginning.
One. The Secret Agent. The scent and smoke and sweat of a casino are nauseating at 3 a.m. Then the soul erosion produced by high gambling, a compost of greed and fear and nervous tension.
Oh, I got to tell you, this is what James Bond's supposed to be, okay? These are great. These Ian Fleming novels, this is the first James Bond novel, Casino Royale. But he's got Live and Let Die. They've got Moonraker, Diamonds Are Forever, From Russia with Love. Dr. No, which was the first movie, was not the first novel, Goldfinger. And then they even have Quantum of Solace, which, you know, is it a short stories by James about James Bond. I highly recommend these all. Everything on Audible is read by the best readers who bring books to life. And I tell you, if you love reading, but you just don't have the time in this modern world, you probably have time when you're in the car, you're at the gym, you're doing the chores around the house, where you could listen. Audible brings that to life. 100,000 books, playback on almost anything, including, of course, almost every phone made. Audible is on Android, iPhone, and Windows Phone. They have a great app. You'll love it. I listen on my Sonos player. You know, if you haven't read The Hobbit, please do me a favor before you go see the movie. Don't let the movie spoil the book. Listen to The Hobbit. I'll play a little bit of this, too. They actually have a couple of different Hobbits. There's a dramatized Hobbit on here.
That is, was the fabulous Belladonna Took, One of the three remarkable...
Not all their readers are British. But on the books where they should be British, they are. And I just love it. I highly recommend audible.com/gizwiz to get your first book. What you'll do is you'll be signing up for the gold account. That's a book a month. Your first month is free. Your first book is free. You cancel at any time, but that book is be yours to keep forever. Audible.com/gizwiz. And by the way, if you don't want to sign up for anything, you just want to see what it would be like to listen to a book, go to audible.com/Sanderson. And actually, this offer is good for everybody, even if you're already an Audible member. It's a novel by Brandon Sanderson that I just loved. Novella, I should say. It's only 2 hours. Called Legion. And it's free for everyone, existing Audible members or new members. I think they realize this is a great way, without any commitment, any sign-up, to at least listen and see if you can handle listening to a book. I think you'll love it. But do me a favor. Listen to the whole thing. And then you let me know. I would have killed somebody if it weren't for audible.com. I got to tell you. Audible.com/gizwiz. Give it a try today. Get that free book from Sanderson. Are you ready? It's time for SkyMall. All right, you may remember that we voted last week at SkyMall on three different products. The Warm Memories Photo Blanket, which was an early leader. The Auto Card Manager, the thing that has six credit cards built into it. You press a button. Or the SkyMall Dry Eye Relief Kit. Amazing. I hardly believe this. But after 815 votes, and Liz is terrified, she's depressed. She was really hoping for that photo blanket, not even close. The big winner... The Dry Eye Relief Kit.
You can use that, Liz, okay? For your dry eyes.
Boo, she says. She's very unhappy. You know what? Liz gets all the medical products that I don't use after the fact, so she'll probably be getting this. Maybe that's why she's unhappy. It is a very strange... I don't even know why it got voted in. It's a very strange thing. You put it on your eyeballs. It looks like goggles. Here, I'll show you. It looks like goggles. But inside are reusable gel packets that can be warmed in a microwave or frozen. And it says they stimulate tear production, which means basically put these on and you'll be crying within minutes.
And now we know why everybody voted for it.
Oh, you think they just wanted to make me suffer? All right. Please, folks, just because it's the most expensive thing, do not vote for it just because of the price, okay? I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to break the bank here. Somebody says it looks like a bra. Yeah, if you're very small, you could also, it doubles as a bra. So, Dick, I went shopping. You remember a few weeks ago we had a vote, and the vote was the marshmallow shooter. Actually, yes. We also got the double barrel marshmallow shooter. That was on ThinkGeek, I think, right? So here it is.
Here's the marshmallow.
Now, this shoots, I was a little disappointed. It's not big marshmallows. It's little marshmallows, mini marshmallows.
Oh.
You load it up in the barrel here like so. Hey! And then, oh my God, I think they've gotten out of... Actually, it's kind of fun, and it doesn't really hurt when it hits you. And you get great treats.
I think the way to do it, though, have some ammo. Before you start shooting, you have to open your mouth, because...
it takes a little while to load. But this worked. You saw it worked pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. So I got to read you, I should have read before it. Lisa stole the double-barreled one. I knew this would happen. So let me read you the warning, though, before it says, do not, Lisa, listen to this, do not shoot into mouth, eyes, or face. It says, do not, no, it's all right if Ozzy eats them. Do not modify shooter or use if damaged. How do you load it? She says, don't tell her, anybody. Shoot marshmallows only. Do not try to shoot anything other than marshmallows. Okay? And finally, do not eat marshmallows after shooting.
Oh.
That's just dumb.
Whoa.
What's the point of a marshmallow shooter if you can't eat the marshmallows after shooting?
A true marshmallow assassin does not see marshmallows as food.
Right.
Hey, Jason, is it possible you froze my camera? Because I'm still seeing audible coming back as the feed.
We'll fix that. Retrigger the video.
Yeah, he's missing all the fun is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually people. All right. Now, So you, once you've done that, then you put the barrel. This is the special shooting barrel. Snap it back in. And then you have to get sufficient pressure up. Ah, jammed, jammed.
Oh, I got hit with one.
Oh, I got it down her shirt. I'm sorry. You'll find it tonight. Or somebody will. Ah! Ah! But I gotta say, get the double-barreled one, because it really shoots a lot more marshmallows!
No kidding.
All right. There you go. Highly recommended for great marshmallow shooting fun. But I gotta warn you, the marshmallows get everywhere. And frankly, this, you know, it's going to cause an ant problem. Or an Aussie problem.
Yeah. But oh, yeah. Is Aussie eating them?
Now, what happened? You know, see, I've stepped on a few, and they just kind of, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, they're kind of, oh, you're showing the ground.
I think after a while, marshmallows harden. So you might just want to leave them until they harden, and then you can suck them up. Oh, you can't eat them after shooting.
Ew, those are on the floor.
Ages 6 and up. Marshmallowville.com is the website. They do make a double barrel. They actually make a variety. They make a marshmallow shooter, a marshmallow blaster, a bow and mallow, which apparently is a bow and arrow marshmallow shooter, and the marshmallow blower, which I think you hook up to an industrial strength vacuum cleaner.
Oh, are you serious?
I don't know.
I would like that. Wow.
Shoots mini marshmallows up to 30 feet. I don't know. Did we test how far? What is 30 feet away? I don't think this would. Would this go 30 feet? It says up to 30 feet. Oh, dirty feet. Oh, that's what I meant. All right. Anyway, I like this. This is good. So that's something good from Sky Mall. I did notice, as is often the case with Sky Mall, that if you shop around, you can get it for less. On Sky Mall, the single-barreled marshmallow shooter, let's see here. I'll just check real quickly, was $25. That's not awful. Let's see what it was on ThinkGeek. Hammacher Schlemmer sell this product. And on ThinkGeek, marshmallow shooter, they don't have exactly the same one. $20 for the marshmallow shooter. It looks like it has a special. It looks like about the same one. So $20. So it's a little less on ThinkGeek. I think that's a case where there's not too much markup. All right, you ready for our new vote?
Yeah, our new poll.
Our new poll.
And shake the connector on your laptop. I think maybe
Did it get discombobulated?
I think possibly a marshmallow landed directly on it.
I think we. All right, let's try this again. We have marshmallowitis on the laptop here. Can you see it now?
No.
I don't know. This is going to be a tough
one. There we go.
You got it?
Yep.
All right. Starting, these are all suggestions from the chat room, right, Jason?
That's right.
All right.
Yes. For the show.
Starting with the Hop Up 66 Hopper for $22.99. This is Hedstrom number 163579.
Do you sit on that?
Yes. It's a great way for kids to expend some energy, get exercise, and have tons of fun. I think Liz wanted this one. Helps build coordination. God knows I could use that. Made in the USA. Constructed of heavy gauge vinyl. Boasts a durable grab and grip handle that lasts for a very long time. Excellent for indoor and outdoor use. Oh, dear. You have to be 9 or over.
Oh, Liz, I'm sorry.
It's actually 66 centimeters. I have a 65 centimeter. So this is a big ball. There's a big ball. All right, item
for $22? How strong could that be?
I know. It makes me a little nervous. All right. Well, I'm willing to take a chance, but I think you're going to prefer something else. You ready?
Okay.
The human slingshot.
Bingo.
Sky Mall. I don't think this looks really
dangerous.
My word. Sky Mall Collection HS710508. The Human Slingshot is a fresh new game unlike anything you've seen and is guaranteed to be a big hit whether you're playing or watching. It's an exhilarating, fast-paced game that involves four people slinging each other back and forth within a human-sized stretchable band. Easy to learn. Anyone can play. Let's take a look at the human slingshot game. Look, comes in a little backpack, it looks like. These guys are serious. This is the slingshot human slingshot league down in Santa Monica.
Oh, my word. Who's the lightest person at the Brick House?
Who could we fire the farthest?
Yeah.
Sarah Lane, I think, when she gets
Sarah
back.
Sarah or Shannon, yeah.
Oh, look at that. That looks like fun. The hell? I think... Wow.
Looks dangerous. It totally looks like a winter sport.
It looks like you could totally run into each other and just hurt each other badly. This is a concussion waiting to happen. All right. Nice way to meet girls. Wow. And after you've done it about three times, it's like, okay.
All right, now what?
Now let's go get a beer. Oh, my God. The human slingshot.
Whoa.
Very, very dangerous looking.
Oh,
does not look like a good idea. And that's why I know you're going to want me to buy it.
I was just going
to
say, you're only driving the votes up.
But wait, there's more. What about this? You know, it's the holiday season. And you may remember that wonderful movie, A Christmas Story, based on the Gene Shepherd Christmas Story. Remember that he won a contest and got a special award? It was Fragile. It was a beautiful leg lamp.
It must be Italian.
It's Fragile. 40-inch leg lamp. This is a $200 Sky Mall. No need to enter a sweepstakes or win a major award. Now you can have your very own leg lamp, just like the one in the movie A Christmas Story. Fishnet stocking, stiletto heel base, fringed lampshade.
Wow.
So, you know, I think we should get this just to see if it's like real or if it's just like a piece of crap. It's expensive. It's $200. So, I don't know. This is tough.
You can shop around. Someone already saw it for $149.
Oh, good. Thank God. It's only $140.
Yeah.
So, no, but
that's one of my favorite things, leg of lamp.
Leg of lamp.
Yeah. We had it for dinner on a Sunday.
Fabulous.
Delicious.
Fabulous. So we'll see.
Jammer B says there's an $8 one on Amazon.
I bet there is.
Yeah,
but we have to buy this one because we have to let you know
quality,
if the Sky Mall one is really like the one in the movie.
Okay.
It is back ordered, which either means they sold a lot of them or they never made them. So there's your three choices. Let's get to our poll. Play the jingle, if you will, Mr. Producer. And now the straw poll is at strawpoll.me/5687. What new nightmare should Leo buy from Sky Mall? The human slingshot, the hop-up 66 hopper, or a Christmas Story 40-inch leg lamp? Let's just go to the poll and see how the early polling is going. It looks like the human slingshot's doing pretty darn well, 66% of the vote.
Whoa.
But, you know, we're going to leave this poll open all week long. You have plenty of time to vote before the next show. We only will check during the next show, and that's when the decision will be made. I will be buying the special eye restorers for the show, and maybe, I don't know, the human slingshot looks like it's doing pretty well. We will have to play that game, though. We can play it on the roof. That'll make it more challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That'll ramp up the excitement.
Yeah, that kind of adds
danger
to the element of excitement.
Is excellent. Excellent.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, before we head to the gadget warehouse, let me pull out a box of awesome. I showed you this last week, but I just want to show everybody again. Have you been to Bespoke yet? Are you looking for a holiday gift to Christmas? You know, Hanukkah's not over. You know, still another couple of nights, so there's still time to get your Hanukkah gifts from our friends at BespokePost.com, and certainly for Christmas, too. Now, these are gifts for men. These are gift boxes for men, and I highly recommend this one. I showed you this one before. This is the cheese slate, is what I call it.
I like that one. That's nice.
I love this one. It comes with this beautiful slate, mined from Brooklyn. It says Brooklyn. I don't know if that is that possible. Anyway... This it comes also with a little soapstone, so you can draw on the slate there. I can just move that over. You don't have to move it, Jason. You also get Old Town Oil from oldtownoil.com, an extra virgin olive oil. You get a Criminelli sausage, which I ate, and it was really good. We also got the bourbon brittle, which I also ate.
How was that? Because that's Buffalo Trace bourbon. Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. So they started making this during Prohibition. When you couldn't buy liquor, but you could buy bourbon brittle, I guess. And would you like some? Go ahead. Come on. There's a piece left. Try that there, Jason. And also the delicious Old Town Oil balsamic. And so this is a really nice gift. The little soapstone lets you draw on the slate. I want to bring this home, but I can't until we finish doing the ads for Bespoke. So the whole – and I forgot the okra. Oh, somebody ate the okra, too. Wow. Stop sending us food, Bespoke, because apparently we have a very hungry staff. These are great gifts. They're gift packages your loved one will be glad to get every month. You're going to get 20% off your first box if you go to bespokepost.com/twit. They're $45 for the first box, but they always promise at least $45 worth of goods. I think this one was actually worth $65. So you get a great deal. And they package it nicely, and it's got the box of awesome from Bespoke Post. I love it.
There's even teeth mark on the slate. Don't you feed people out there?
I just got a new one that's like a wine decanter, and it's just really neat.
Wow.
I think this is a great gift. And, of course, anytime you can look at the gift ahead of time, anytime you say, no, I don't want that one, they can cancel that one and get something different. They've always curated gifts for men. Just wonderful. BespokePost.com/twit. All right. Now, Dickie D.
Yes.
Despite the heavy snows in downtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the Department of Public Works has cleared the way. The snowplow trundled. Probably you heard it this morning early, about 3 in the morning, trundling down Broadway, hanging a right at 57th Street, turning left on the Avenue of the Americas, up 5th Avenue, of course, where the Easter Parade will be held as soon as that snow melts, and then turning left again on 82nd Street. Remember that great movie, Busby Berkeley?
Yeah.
The Avenue I'm taking you to. Excellent. 82nd Street. And then, ladies and gentlemen, up ahead, a big stone edifice. Inside that edifice lurks something we all know and love. Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Here we go. Another old gadget from Dickie D, the old gadget maker.
We did, and I found a gadget there that I forgot about, and I actually started using it. And so I did a little video so you can see it in action. So here's the newest from the oldest warehouse.
Yeah, I need one ticket to Petaluma. Yeah, just one, thanks. How much is it? It's free. Ooh. How could it be free? No one wants to go to Petaluma? Okay.
Oh, he was kidding about no one wants to go to Petaluma. It's a little problem that Amtrak has. You know, one of their Amtrak excuses, no tracks. Okay, so there are no tracks to Petaluma, but they're coming. Oh, let me get this guy going here. All right. So you know what? They're working on the outside of the building. I had to take down the outdoor trains. So I made the indoor trains a little more elaborate. So the Disneyland Railroad is up and running. We added a new pub. Oh, pub's great. It's open 24/7. And we have a trolley car up top there. The trolley car to nowhere. Yeah. That's kind of good.
That's amazing.
That's only 5 cents, so that's pretty cheap. And, of course, we have in town the movie house. No 3D movies for those people. But there's something lacking. I have lots and lots and lots of trains. But you know what? Trains need sounds. If only there was some way to hear, like, a train whistle. Yeah, like that.
Dick never grew up.
And how about the world famous Aboard. All right, so if you have trains, you might like... This is from the Gadget Warehouse. This is the Sound Station 312 from MRC, Model Rectifier Corporation.
Oh, yes.
Came out about 12 years ago. It was $70. Comes with two little speakers. The speakers are down under the train board, so it's too hard to show them. But it's a way to add...
There's the Disneyland Drive-In Theater.
And chugs awesome. To your trains. So kids would really love this. Actually, adults will love this because this gauge is called G-Scale, and it mainly is sold to adults.
For thousands of dollars,
yeah. Soundstation 312 is not made anymore. But there's a better one out now called Symphony 77. And Symphony 77 is really good because on this one, you can hear the chug of this train. But you can't do anything about it. You can either have chug on or chug off.
Oh, I love that
and
Karate Kid. That was...
With the new one, you can turn the chug on and make it, as the train is leaving the station, you go faster, 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 slower, slower, slower. So that's what you want. The Symphony 77, it's also about $70 on Amazon.com. And now, oh, that's me! Oh, the tracks are in. I'm going to Petaluma.
Okay, but take off that hat.
No, I got to drive the train, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wow, that's quite an elaborate setup you got there.
Yeah, it's fun.
You
it's
moved
fun.
The outdoors indoors?
Well, the outdoor train, they're repointing the building.
Oh, yeah.
And so they said everything has to be put away. And it was terrible because...
Is all of Manhattan being repointed now? Because Mary Jo's building is also being repointed. Wow. They go through every 10
Leo,
years.
Is we put everything away, and the guy said, you know, it's getting cold out. We'll see you in the spring.
Oh, criminally. They didn't know. They didn't have a calendar.
Yeah, I know.
So tell me about the drive-in. Is that a little iPad? What's that?
Yeah, no, it's a little 7-inch higher TV that I blocked so the controls funny. Out and put a bunch of cars in front of it. And
it looked like it was showing the Brick House Studios.
Yeah. Well, I have
Twit playing on that
Roku box.
Oh, you have right. Twit on that. That's right. Hysterical.
But also, that they I think they pirate a lot of movies because a lot of times you'll see TCM on the feature film. But I won't turn them in.
I love that.
Very little operation.
The Palace movie theater there, that was the neon and everything. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is a nice model.
Yeah, and it's great because. You know, it can run all the time, and I don't even have to worry about rain or snow or anything. So
you go
great.
To bed and leave it running, or do you turn it off at night?
I usually turn it off.
Yeah. Now, so that was from a company called MRC. Did somebody name a company the Model Rectifier Company?
You know what? The company is so old that they originally started making train transformers.
Yeah.
And it was Model Rectifier because... I had a Model Rectifier transformer when I was a kid, and then they branched out into making sound effects for trains and onboard sound effects, and they even make a city controller like that where you can have city sounds or farm sounds. But
they're still in business, and they make model helicopters and stuff too, all sorts of stuff.
You know, they may. I think they're in Brooklyn, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no, they do. MRC.
Oh, well, you're on their website.
Yeah,
oh,
modelrect.com.
Okay.
So a rectifier is the old name for a transformer, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Or parts of a transformer.
Right.
Oh yeah, I can see. There's the City Sounds thing right there that's on sale. It looks like it's on sale for $25 near the top. So that's exactly what the train thing looks like. It comes with those two little speakers, except it's all train sound.
Sound Station City and Country, regularly $75. Thunder, cow mooing, crickets chirping, car horns, jackhammers, and sirens. So you really want the railroad run if you really
The railroad one exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and actually you would know this is with the new one you can build sounds. You can do sounds over sound.
Well, so. And the truth is, it probably wouldn't be so. It'd be a fun project. So hard to build something like that.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. Absolutely.
Do model railroaders often do that? I bet they do. They often build.
Well, you
their
know
own.
What. nowadays that they actually do onboard sound effects that are built right into you. You can put it into the box car, and then you can control the sounds from a controller so that the sound is actually emanating from the train itself.
Wow.
But this is a cheapy way to do it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Very cool. So, Dickie D, that concludes our fun Gizwiz episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you to visit our straw poll so we can decide what SkyMall crap we should buy next.
Absolutely. Straw play poll. The what the heck is it, too.
Let me give you the address, and then I'll give them the Gizwiz address. Strawpoll.me/5687
Seven. Good. Yep. I'm voting now. Slingshot. Because I'm on the East Coast. I don't have to get in that thing.
No. In fact, we could fly myself out there. It would save me a lot of money in airfare. And
yeah,
then
get a real big one.
Gizwiz.biz is the website. If you go there and you click what the heck is it, I have a feeling that the human slingshot will be a what the heck is it game sometime down the road. But right now it looks like a Smurf slingshot, I think. What is that?
For you to guess. And we finally put the cover up for what you're playing for, the February issue of Mad.
With Alfred E. Armstrong on the cover. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the one where I have Tim Curry. Who's the CEO of Apple?
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I have his apology letter satire in
there. You wrote that, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, CNET put that on their blog.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we added voice by voice, turn by turn directions. We added photos, and turned out you really preferred it to be accurate. Who knew?
Oh, no.
We were off the mark yet again.
Dick, I want to thank you so much. As always, a real pleasure. Go to gizwiz.biz, play the contest. There's also notes there for all the gadgets he mentioned. I thank you for joining us. We do this show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Yes. That's 2200 UTC on twit.tv every Tuesday. But if you can't make the live show, and I hope you can because we love having you in the chat room, we make on-demand versions available, audio and video after the fact, both at twit.tv and wherever better podcasts are, Stitcher, iTunes, Dog Catcher, Instacast, whatever you use, just search for GizWiz and you'll find the show. Do subscribe, by the way. That way you won't miss an episode. Thank you, Dickie D. Thanks to our producer, Jason Allo.
You betcha.
And I'll see you next time, Dick.
I'll be here.